The Humboldt County Department of Planning and Building is holding a public meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, March 18th, to share an overview of the Regional Climate Action Plan Draft Environmental Impact Report, DEIR. Since 2018, the county has been working on its plan, which seeks to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and achieve carbon neutrality by 2045. KMI News spoke with Planning and Building Director John Ford last month for an overview on the plan's DEIR.
So the Climate Action Plan is a plan that's put together, instituted by the state, to achieve the goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The state has targets of reaching a 40% reduction from 1992 by the year 2030. And to be basically free of greenhouse gas emissions by 2045. And so what it does is it identifies measures that are going to be pursued to try to change the way that we travel, the way we dispose of our garbage. Let's see, the type of electricity we use, whether it's renewable or not. How much gas we use, and those kinds of things, so that we can achieve those greenhouse gas reduction goals.
According to the California Air Resources Board's website, of the state's 482 cities, 181 have climate action plans, and out of the 58 counties, 21 have CAPs, totaling approximately 64% of the state's population and accounting for 283 million metric tons of CO2, which was more than half of California's total 2010 emissions. Humboldt County is on the list, and instead of creating a cap for each individual city, the unincorporated areas are partnering and working with staff with Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna, Ferndale, Trinidad, Blue Lake, and Rio Del to create a regional plan.
Rather than just doing it for the unincorporated county, we've worked together with the cities in the county to prepare a regional climate action plan. And so this applies to all the cities and the county. And so it really is an effort to make sure the county as a whole is achieving those greenhouse gas reduction goals. And one of the things that happens in this kind of realm is that when you're doing things in collaboration with others, this is by definition collaborative, you kind of move up on the funding list. And so it puts Humboldt County in a better place to get assistance from particularly state funds.
Humboldt County's rural nature has posed difficulties for planners. As Humboldt County staff update the climate action plan, they recognize goals that were unrealistic in rural areas, such as full home electrification and a complete transition to electric vehicles.
We previously had draft of the climate action plan done. We're ready to go out and start the EIR process on that. And the consultant came in and was reviewing it, and they said, okay, demonstrate to us how you're going to achieve these. And then we started looking at them and realized, oh God, these can't be achieved. The number of electric vehicles was one of those. So we really went back to the drawing board, redrafted the Climate Action Plan, and that's really where it was retitled, the Regional Climate Action Plan. And so that's where we really focused on, you know, using the best available information and also having an eye towards what's achievable. You can't say that you're going to have X number of electric vehicles if that's like 50% of the vehicle sales, because we know that's not reasonable.
Because of this, the completion of Humboldt's climate action plan encountered complications, and as a result, limitations prevented the draft cap from meeting the state requirements for a qualified cap. So planners and consultants went back to the drawing board.
The state is mandating that these goals be achieved. And in a lot of ways, our ability to approve new projects, our ability to do development, our ability to get grants for doing some things is a could be affected by whether or not we're A, having implementing a climate action plan, and B, whether or not we are achieving it.
Some of the updated draft solutions in the CAP include transitioning to a carbon-neutral goods movement system and decarbonizing municipal and public fleets. Since 2002, the state has passed bills to meet target goals, like SB 1078, which required 20% of electricity to come from renewable sources by 2010. 2006 saw the passing of AB 32, which required reduction of greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by 2020, marking the first statewide mandate for reductions. And SB 100 passed in 2018 and set a goal for 100% renewable energy by 2045. While California has passed bills to mitigate climate change, the federal government is currently removing references to it from multiple federal agency websites, including the Department of Transportation, the Department of Energy, and the Environmental Protection Agency.
We're still moving ahead with the plan and the DEIR. We recognize that the things being said coming out of Washington have a far different flavor to them. But we believe that this is an important direction. It is following state direction. And that really is where we're supposed to be placing our emphasis, is achieving the state goals. And so we continue to do that.
A public meeting to present the draft environmental impact report for the Regional Climate Action Plan and receive comments will be held on Tuesday, March 18th at 6 p.m., taking place at the Wharfinger Building at 1 Marina Way in Eureka. This will be a hybrid, in-person, and virtual meeting. The releasing of the DEIR has also triggered a 45-day public comment period, which will close on Saturday, April 5th.
And so this is the DEIR is a review of the impacts that could result from implementation of the Regional Climate Action Plan. I know that's a mouthful, but you know, there are certain things that will happen with the Regional Climate Action Plan. It could be that there's new facilities to generate renewable electric, whether that be battery stations, recharging stations, whether that be putting in new renewable electric generation facilities, anything from solar to wind. Those kinds of things need to be looked at because they're contemplated. It tries to evaluate the impacts of implementing the Regional Climate Action Plan. I think that one of the things we've really tried to do is address all the comments from the very diverse community that we love here in Humboldt County. So now the comments that we're really looking at with the DEIR is, have we adequately evaluated the environmental effects associated with implementing the Regional Climate Action Plan?
All interested community members are encouraged to review the document and share their input.
If people haven't been aware of this, that if they're interested in it, one of the things that it does is Humboldt County is once again doing something that's unique with the cities and the counties. And this involves the leadership of the cities, the leadership of the county, you know, coming together and collaborating to do something that is fairly unique. There's other kind of regionally based plans, but, you know, usually there's some kind of organization that already exists to implement that. And so the fact that we all came together and did this is really a testimony to the community that exists here in Humboldt County.
The Climate Action Plan is available online at humboldtgov.org/climateactionplan. KMUD News will bring you the highlights from tomorrow's meeting in a later newscast. We will also share the links to the Climate Action Plan and other items discussed in this story, including the link to tomorrow's hybrid meeting at kmud.org.